Sarah Hodges is in the building
live
with
in
us.
The building. Yeah.
Crazy.
Where have you been?
I've been up and down the 80, going from SAC to San Francisco, working in the Bay now. I'm not at CBS anymore. Sad. I'm sure if you guys watch, you probably have noticed. I know you guys know that. Or if you follow me on social media, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've just been like going to the Bay, working there.
It's been Draymond Green girl over here.
Yeah, I'm with the ops now. I know that that hurts. It stings a little bit, you know, but no, it's a big opportunity for me to be, you know, in a top 10 market. So
I'm super excited.
I'm anchoring there. I am with the ops. I know that's hard. I cover the Warriors now, but at least I'm still covering the 49ers, Giants.
What kind of consolation prize is that?
Well, that's a little bit. You guys,
49ers you know, I'm a Niner
fan,
but we talking hoop right now.
That's fine.
And like you said, you are with the ops.
I am with the ops. It's been fun watching the Warriors as of late. Definitely
they're good.
Better. Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They definitely are.
I saw you were all over the place for All-Star Weekend. How was that?
It was fun. The celebrity game was lit. Like, I did the green carpet. So, you know, it's like the red carpet mock, but it's the green carpet. And so I knew Jerry Rice, Barry Bonds were going to be coaching against each other. So I already knew my storyline was going to be like, who's the bigger Bay Area GOAT, right? Jerry Rice, Barry Bonds. I had so much fun with everybody, like, on the green carpet talking about it. The celebrities, there were, like, the amount of research and studying I had to do for this green carpet event, because the celebrities were like YouTubers or TikTok stars.
All I knew was Shaboozy. I was like, hey, that's Shaboozy. And that was about it.
Shaboozy, I didn't even get to him. I'm so sad. He did like the first like four people. And when I tell you, like, I did my homework, I studied each person. And like, I had like note cards with their picture on them, because the only people I really knew were Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, Barry Bonds. Besides that, like, if you're not playing sports, I probably don't know you. And it's like country stars and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was cool getting to know everybody. Drewski was funny as heck. Like, he has these auditions that he does on YouTube where, like, you know, he'll have somebody walk in and then he just starts roasting them. And so I wanted him to roast me. I thought, like, this is going to be so much fun. Like, you know, for me, like, even with the comments, the chatty house, like, I don't care. Like, I just, like, don't take things personally. I grew up with all brothers, so, like, super thick skin. But Drewski, so I'm like, I go up to him. I'm like, okay, All-Star Edition, like, roast me. And he was like, oh, like, he couldn't roast me. He, like, wouldn't do it.
He was frozen, huh?
He was frozen. And I was like, is this the first time you've been not able to talk? Because usually he just, like, roasts everybody. But it was fun. Terrell Owens was great.
Well, more importantly, who is the Bay Area GOAT?
Is it
Barry, Jerry, or Steph?
Ooh,
that's tough. My first thought would have to be Jerry,
just because of like the rings he brought. Maybe
the rings he brought, and there was a discussion on Twitter the other day. Like,
wild.
He's the best football player ever.
Yeah. And I asked him about like what his contract would look like if it was like 2025 Jerry in his prime, and he was like he was like $400 million.
Oh, shut up, Jerry. wide receivers don't make that money. The better question is, what would Barry's look like?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Barry would sign like a $1 billion contract.
If Barry signed, well, he was great in his entire career, but if he signed after 2001, that was like a contract year. Mm. Oh, man.
And that's another thing. Like, I think these athletes, you know, from that era are proud that they played in that era, but they have to be a little bit frustrated about the money.
Oh, like, for sure.
There's no way you're telling me different. Like, Jerry tried to say that. Like, he was like, you know, I love my era of football. I'm like, Jerry, I love you, but we both know that you will want the bag. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I know I would.
It's crazy, though, with all three of those guys, they're the best at what they did. Like, Jerry's the greatest wide receiver ever, might be the best football player ever. Mm-hmm. Barry Bonds is the best baseball player that's ever lived, in my opinion. Steph is the greatest shooter we've ever seen, and inarguably one of the greatest basketball players we've ever seen. Inarguably the greatest shooter we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they all played 90 minutes from here. That's crazy.
And we didn't even mention Montana.
And the cool thing about Jerry is,
I don't think he's in the conversation. He's great.
We talk about, like, we've narrowed down to Steph being the greatest shooter of all time. Yeah. Outside of Brady, that's probably the greatest quarterback to ever play.
Yeah.
Montana.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Bay Area.
I was going to say about Jerry, too, is he did it for both Bay Area teams. So
he did. That's, he did.
That's oh, y'all really a, trying yeah. to stay claim to. Y'all really trying to stay claim
who
to.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Well, somewhere Seahawks fans are like, yeah, that's who. Oh, that's our guy.
I know.
I'm just saying, we're saying Bay Area legend. He played for both teams in the Bay Area.
He did. So. Took them both to the Super Bowl.
Right.
They only won with one, though. But, you know, that's a whole nother. I ain't here to get into specifics.
Well, that's why he says that he is better than Barry. Like, that's why he's the greater GOAT.
He might be. He's the greatest football player to ever play. And he's got the rings. Barry ain't got the rings, man.
Exactly. That was the whole argument.
But Barry, my boy. That's my boy. I know you talked to Jerry before. That mm-hmm. was your first time talking to Barry Bonds?
Oh, my gosh. So Barry wouldn't do the interview on the green carpet. He was, like, saying no. I think, like, one or two people got the interview with him just out of, like, luck, right? And so I was kind of frustrated because I really wanted my storyline to be, like, them talking trash and then me going back and forth of them, like, trash talking. Mm-hmm. But since I didn't get Barry, I was like, ah, oh, this isn't going to be as good as I wanted it to be, you know? But because other people spoke on it, it was fine. But after the game and Barry won, I went up to him and tried to get an interview. And he's like, oh, like, you could tell he didn't really want to do the interview with me. And I don't know if it was his wife, his girlfriend. I just don't know. But she was like, oh, like, pointing to me. And he was like, oh, you know, I don't do this. And I just started talking to him, like, basically, like, trash talking, like, what Jerry was saying, you know, just to kind of get him hyped, get him more comfortable. And then he did. So he did the post-game interview with me. I'm pretty sure I was the only one who got him after the celebrity game, after the win. So I did it after.
Yeah.
And he posted me on his Instagram, which was crazy. I was like, this is insane. You know, my family was so ecstatic about their, like, Barry Bonds. Like, what the heck? Like, this is crazy. So little things like that. I think it was, like, so All-Star Weekend's obviously, like, such a time to, like, have fun. Like, you know, but I was working. And mentally, I was just like, I just want work to go really, really well. Like, I go out all the time. Like, I could care less about the partying. Like, yeah, it's fun. But, like, I just want work to be, like, magic for me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was. So that was just, you know, the best part.
That's awesome.
That was, I don't even know why I'm doing this to myself. Sarah was at the Steph party.
Did you not go?
No, tell her why you didn't go. No, tell her how you left your charger or something at a hotel room and didn't
my
go.
My phone was about to die. I thought I had been charging it. I wasn't. And Bonte hit me up like, yo, I'm about to pick you up.
He was at the after party with me. That's like, after the Steph party, there was another party we went to.
He was supposed to pick me up. Dang. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to come get you.
Yeah.
And my phone was, he I didn't want to, like, be in San Francisco with no charge.
Why? You only went out one night, right?
Yeah, I was only out there, one night.
You're tripping. You should have just went with no... With no
I should have. I should have.
I feel like this is my first All-Star weekend. And so I wanted to, obviously, like I said, my work to be good. But I also wanted to, like, play a little bit because I know that, like, we're not going to get this opportunity very often. So it was fun. It was okay. The Steph party was cool. Too Short performed. You know, that was legendary for me. I was, like, right in front of him. So it was so much fun. Like, I was raised on Too Short. My stepdad, like, loves him. So I took a picture and video and sent it to my dad. And he was, like, so excited.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Sarah.
So you having a good time?
Just in life?
In the Bay Area? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Bay Area is cool. Like, it's a bit of a drive because I'm still living here in Sac. But the times that I go to work, it's just naturally perfect because I leave here around 1. There's no traffic. I get there, like, hour 30. And then I leave so late, there's no traffic. So it's, like, an hour and 30 each way. I just listen to music, get my mind right, make some phone calls, whatever, you know. Hour and 30 just goes.
Yeah.
And the people I work with are so cool.
That's dope.
It's different. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I think in here in Sac, like, I wore so many hats, you know. I'm editing, I'm producing, I'm writing, and then I'm putting on my makeup and rushing to set. Like, Raiders games get done, I'm sending the highlights, I'm rushing to set, straightening up, like, hoping the video sends and everything's good, because there's nobody that's gonna save me. It's only me to save myself. I mean, maybe Jake obviously helped me out a little bit, but, like, there's been plenty of times that I did highlights just cold because my scripts, I forgot to click out. If you don't click out because I'm updating scores and stuff, then it freezes, so there will be nothing in the highlights. Luckily, I'm a Raiders fan and I pretty much know everybody, so it's fine. But, like, you know, it could be a little bit nerve wracking. Right. So I have help there.
My whole the whole original crew I started TV with left.
I know. Marshall's about to be back here for the opening day.
Yeah.
Not to worry. I wish.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? We just talked to him. I didn't say that.
You know, she sounded like, and I'm gonna have to change her name. Sarah Fox. That's what she's
Why?
She's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just so much different here. And
okay, let me, you know, tell you the let me tell you the difference between me and De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, God.
Okay. First of all, since we're on the subject of this. A, I've worked in how many different markets? Let's say just throwing it out there, six. Mississippi, Alabama, all my producers, people that I don't even talk to anymore, I would never unfollow them on social media. I don't care. They were a part of my journey. They were a part of my life. They're my support system. They got me through difficult times. Like, to me, like, and this is like no shade, De'Aaron could do whatever he wants. I'm just saying that's the difference. Like, I would never do that. All those people I met along the way, you know, I'm away from my family. I'm away from all my friends. Like, I spent Christmases and Thanksgiving with them. And so I would just never do that. You know, if you're in my life, you're in my life. Like, you're like, we're locked in for life.
So you think that meant something?
Like, I just think like that? Right away, like it was just, I could see like if you like a year goes by or something like that, and maybe they just don't talk anymore. Like, I could see like maybe I would be a little bit more comfortable or understanding of that. But like to do it so soon, like tad bit of a shot in my eyes, he explained it different, and that's fine. Like, I take people at face value for the most
De'Aaron's
part.
Aaron's afraid to stand on business. Just do it. Like,
just say I don't mess with
I unfollow
him.
People. Why? Because I don't like them. Unfollow. I don't need to see your stupid ass story with your stupid ass shirt anymore. Unfollow. We good.
I'm sure you're talking about somebody.
I still work with them. I still work with them. Unfollow. I don't want to see your stupid ass stories. But like, De'Aaron, I just don't want to see it, or oh no, we're friends. Like, bro, just stand on business.
Yeah. So whatever. I guess that's the difference between me and you, Damien, right? Too. It's just, you know.
Oh no, these hoes aren't a part of my journey. No, that's different. Okay. No, these hoes ain't a part of my journey. Just because they work here, they ain't a part of my journey.
No, I got you.
They just here in the building,
right?
Taking up oxygen at this point.
Taking up oxygen.
That's all they doing.
I like your little scruffy.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
We haven't seen each other.
It's like low key, like blonde. It's gray, but you have different shades here going on.
It's why I never did it, because it's like 50 colors. And now we pull up a video Dimension. From a year ago, and it's like, oh wow, that looks crazy. That looks crazy. So now it works.
It absolutely works.
Yeah. Not to get off subject of the sports.
There is no subject on this show. No. We ride.
We just talk about everything.
We ride.
Even though you're in the Bay, you still following the Kings. Like, how do you feel about them post De'Aaron? Like, do you like the team? Do you like Zach LaVine? Or what you thinking?
So I think I do like Zach LaVine. And I think, like, with De'Aaron, I do feel like his ceiling is a bit more high, like, just because of his speed and stuff. But, like, the difference, I would say, like, I feel like in the small sample size that we have, right? Like, it seems like Zach LaVine is a little bit more of a leader. And I think that that's important and sort of a little bit what the Kings were missing. You know, I didn't really see De'Aaron much as a leader. Like, he's a playmaker, but I feel like he's just kind of to himself. Like, he's a to himself type person. He's a different type of dude. He just is. And I don't know that, like, everybody can really understand that. And, you know, I don't know that he's, like, maybe the most likable person ever. Not that that, like, really matters on the court, but it kind of does because of the people that you're playing with. You know, you want guys to believe in you, be inspired by you. I know, like, him and Keegan had, like, a great relationship and all that. But as a whole, I just feel like, you know, Zach LaVine so far, what it seems like is he's doing better for the team. Just, you know, as being a leader. Obviously, lately, the last two games, what we've seen out of him, like, I'm sure, like, fans and people were a little bit worried because, like I said, like before, we had a small sample size. It took him a little bit, you know, like you have a new guy coming in, getting used to the system, you know, it's going to take some time. So if they're able to do what they've been able to do the past two games, you know, I know maybe the teams aren't as good, you know, you kind of question like, okay, like they, what was, they won by like 40 point or
beat the hell out of 42. Charlotte.
Out of Charlotte. Yeah, yeah. Obviously Charlotte's one of the worst teams in the league. So like mentally, you're like, okay, is it because they're so trash? But at the same time, like I would see it as a positive, because there's a lot of times that the Kings would lose games like that against trash teams.
Yeah, you can't take those for granted.
And the fact of what they did in the fourth quarter, it was like 25-3 run, something like that. Like, that's not something that you see every day with the Kings. So, you know, I like it. Like, I like what I've seen the last two games. Obviously, consistency will be the difference maker down the stretch. So we'll see if they're able to be consistent. Turnovers, are a little bit of a thing, especially with, you know, Malik mm-hmm. and a little bit with Domas and stuff. So, but, you know, those things happen. It's
How closely have you been following this Kings season? Because we always talk like this is our third season this year.
Yeah.
The Mike Brown season, the Doug Christie season, and now the post-De'Aaron Fox season. It's all happened since October.
That's a lot that's going on.
It is a lot that's been going on. I mean, I've been following them as much as I can. Like, obviously, I read a bunch, mm-hmm. and I cover the Warriors, and they play each other a lot. And I'm interested. Like, I have interest in the Kings, right? Like, I covered them for so many years. So I'm always, like, checking in and just kind of seeing how things go. But, yeah.
You think they can make it through with this? Because it feels like the Warriors are going in a certain direction.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Kings are going down. I don't really know if the Kings are going up, down, or just kind of moving along with the season right now.
Yeah.
Do you think they can keep up? And
when I was like looking at the standings today, kind of just refreshing everything since there's been a few games since I've worked last, I think it's like a play-in opportunity is mm-hmm. definitely there. Like mm-hmm. them making the playoffs, like I just don't see it, especially with just, you know, how the Warriors are playing. I don't see the Warriors
having, you mean making the top six? Or
no,
winning through the play-in.
No, I don't see them making the top six.
Like, yeah, I got you.
I see them making the play-in. Mm-hmm. And especially the way, like, the Warriors' schedule, the second half of their schedule is extremely easy. Yeah. And the way that, you know, Jimmy Butler has, like, changed the way that they look, I don't see, like, if it's going to be, you know, the Kings or the Warriors in that respect. Like, I see the Warriors definitely playing better down the stretch, and mm-hmm. you know, I don't even know that the Warriors are going to be a top six team. Like, I don't know that. Like, yeah. It's just, it's hard to say.
I kind of think they're poised for the top six. Mm-hmm. You know, the Clippers who have had a good season.
Yeah,
I can see them sliding enough, not falling off the face of the earth, but sliding enough. You talked about the Warriors and the schedule that they have remaining. It is pretty easy. I think it's one of the bottom third schedules as far as strength of set schedule goes. Left this year, and they're playing good. They're feeling good about themselves. Mm. So I could see them sliding into that sixth spot, taking the Clippers out of it.
Yeah.
And like we've talked about here, one of the things that we're really just hoping for with the Kings, if they can't miraculously get into the sixth seed, is just being a 7-8 game.
Yeah.
Give it a situation where one win gets you in, and you've got, worst case scenario, you've got two chances to get one win.
Yeah.
So,
and I think that's possible. Yeah. You know? It's just, sports is funny because it's just kind of one of those things where you can have this like opinion and think like this is for sure going to happen, and then anything can happen, mm-hmm. you know? So anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know.
Well, and
there's
so
many
much
factors.
Of it, yeah. And we're basing it off of nothing. Mm. Like Jimmy's fit with Golden State. When we first saw that, it was like, okay.
Mm.
It's fine. Mm. Doesn't move me at all. Then you see it and it's like, oh, okay, they're pretty good. Then you realize Jimmy's got that like thing happening where he's like, I needed to get out of there. By the way, we're going to talk about your boy Riles later. There needs to be a discussion about your
boy.
When I heard the cookie story this morning, I was like, hey, we gotta talk. But you can see like he's away from Miami and he's like, oh, he's locked.
Yeah,
he's that Jimmy Butler again. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, now we're trying to figure out things with Zach LaVine and, you know, him with DeMar again. But now Domas this time. And then you got the Malik component. We're trying to, none of this is based off anything that we've seen.
Right.
We've seen Zach LaVine with the Bulls. We've seen Jimmy Butler with the Heat. And we're all trying to figure out what it means. Right. And I mean, the Warriors are a prime example of, sometimes these dudes just need to get out of a spot.
I think for him too, it's like personal, like what you're saying. Like
absolutely.
Everything that went down there, how it went down there, it's like he has something to prove. And I think we're seeing that. Like even with Jimmy, like he's staying later in practice. He's showing up earlier in practice. Like that matters.
Yeah.
And he's proving to his team that he's locked in. He's ready to go. Also, I think for him, like, you know, you're with Steph and Draymond. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't. What are you going to tell them?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you're going to be able to tell. Steve Kerr, there's nothing you're going to be able to say. Get out there, work hard, win a championship with them. Like, that's the goal. That's what he wants to do. And I feel like sort of like not fully comparison, but like with the Luka stuff, like just what, you know, Dallas was like talking about him being like, oh, you know, he drinks beers and hookah and this and that. Like, he better take that personally, not just because I'm a Lakers fan, but like that they're basically like smearing your name, saying that you're nothing, saying... Yeah. that you don't care. Yeah. So it's like, you better step up and show up early, lose that weight, do whatever you got to do to prove them wrong. Because if not, you're going to prove them right. Yeah. And so I think that's kind of like Jimmy's take is like, he's not going to prove them right. Like, he's going to prove them wrong. And he's unselfish, mm-hmm. you know? And I like Jimmy. I always have, but, you know.
And the situation with Jimmy, he's got a learning curve that's a little different because Steph is there and they're doing they're not asking him to come in here and lead the team like he was exactly. in Miami. Get in where you fit in. Be a hard-nosed defender. Do the little things here and there. We still need you to score a little bit, but comparing that to, like, Zach LaVine, like, yo, Zach, we need 25 a night.
Yeah.
We need you to hit 45% of your threes like you did in Chicago. That's asking a lot in this transition period. Yes.
But he's been efficient as of late. Like,
yeah, but it took him a little while, right? Yeah. Like, Jimmy, the Warriors got Jimmy, and they started cooking immediately. The teams they were playing, Jimmy's role and everything that was going on over there, Zach LaVine, it might have taken a little time because the role he was asked to play might have been a little bit different than what Jimmy was. And I think it's great for Jimmy to be in Golden State. And he probably feels like he's got a lot of pressure off of him. You know, he doesn't have to carry a franchise anymore. He could just go out there, be whatever they need that night.
And I think, like, you just hit it on the nose, and what Damian's point was earlier is, like, there's so many question marks around this Kings team, right? Like, so that's kind of the problem. There is some with the Warriors, but, like, almost Jimmy fixed that. He was, like, the answer, but there's still a lot with the Kings moving forward, like, you know, with Malik, with Domo, like, just little things. So I think, it's just they're a lot more, like, more of a veteran team. They have it figured out, and I think with the Kings, there's just still a lot to figure out. So,
yeah.
Your reaction when the tweet came through from Shams Charania that said Luka Doncic has been traded to the Los Angeles Lakers was what?
I just got off set, literally, going upstairs, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way this is real. There's no way this is real. Like, I just didn't believe it. And then more information just started to come. I just was like, I was dumbfounded. I was like, okay, how do I feel about this? Like, okay, sit down. Like, how, you know, because at first, my first reaction was like, heck yeah, let's go. Like, you know, one of the best players in the league coming to the Lakers, you know, just the type of scorer he is. LeBron kind of needs that, whatever. Yeah. Then it started singing like, okay, AD's gone. You know, what does this mean, like, defensively for us? Like, you know, so you kind of just go through the, you know, the pros and cons, like I'm sure y'all did with De'Aaron. For me with De'Aaron.
No, we didn't.
No, yeah. I was gonna say, for me with De'Aaron, it was like he didn't even want to be here. So, like, I think that's kind of
Sorry.
It's okay.
That was petty.
I mean, we're talking, like, I don't know, it's crazy because De'Aaron's really all I know since I've worked
here.
But yeah, no, I was ecstatic when I saw Luka was coming to LA.
You think they can win a championship this year?
The Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think they can. It's tough.
I think
7-game series, like,
I'm getting,
you know,
there.
Yeah, they're
not
looking
quite there,
good.
But yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, I've been impressed.
Really, he's balling,
and he's been stepping it up.
Yeah.
It's like he hit a switch, and then it's just been like he found his confidence. He found his stride.
Austin Reeves has a switch. God damn it, man.
He even get thrown out of games like he is a superstar.
He sure did.
He's
hooping
now.
He's hooping now. Not mad at it, obviously.
We only got a couple more minutes left, but okay. Sarah Hodges pulls up. Got to talk a little Raiders, man.
Yeah.
You want Shador?
I wouldn't mind it. You know what's interesting? I was reading that, like, he, during the draft, may not throw because he wants, you know, these teams to, like, learn his personality. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an interesting point because if I were to, the only issue I have with him is kind of, like, that, like, confidence is good. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you have to have supreme confidence, especially, like, when you play ball at that type of level, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, almost, like, I don't like it when it's, like, when it's too much confidence to where, like, it's affecting the people around you, or, like, every single article is about, like, beef, you know, or something like that. Like, and I know that's kind of interesting coming from a Raiders fan, since, like, that's all we do is, like, you know, draft and get questionable players who have, like, a lot of maybe, like, a dark cloud over them a lot of the times.
Jesus.
But I would like to kind of go away from that. But, like, the efficiency, right? He doesn't have a great offensive line. Neither do the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He's able to make plays when it comes to that respect. Like, so there's a lot of similarities that I see where I'm like, okay, I'm down. Because if he's able to, like, you know, make plays, you know, out of the pocket, be a bit of a dual threat, I think the Raiders kind of need a dual threat. Like, I don't think, like, they can, they could be like a one dimensional quarterback where it's just like, okay, an efficient thrower. Like, no, like, yeah. I don't know how well that would work for them.
The latest thing I saw is that they saying that he won't get past the Giants now.
Mm. They can't make up their mind.
They can't.
That's another thing is like, will we even have the opportunity to get him? That's like a whole nother thing. Yeah. And I think if I'm not going quarterback, I'm probably going to go like maybe like corner. We are just, our secondary is just so weak.
Mm. Quarterbacks move up without fail the closer we get to the draft.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every single time. It is so wonderful to see you. I'm so, it's a nice surprise that you're here.
Really?
In the studio. Yeah.
Sorry for surprising y'all.
No, it's all good.
I didn't know you guys were going to have me over the Zoom.
Well,
that's what
I don't but ask I, questions.
I didn't say that. I assumed that. So okay. that's on me.
Okay. It's all good. I'm here. Y'all.
That you're here. I'm
I appreciate
so
you guys.
This is
having
better
me.
Though. This is a lot.
Sarah Hodges of ABC 7 in San Francisco.